Ohio's largest police union has thrown its support behind Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown in the state's closely watched campaign for U.S. Senate. It marks the first time in 24 years the Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed a Democrat for Senate. In a statement, President Jay McDonald cited Brown's opposition to the governor's collective bargaining overhaul as a key factor in its endorsement. The FOP chose Brown over Republican opponent and state treasurer Josh Mandel. The race continues to draw attention in and outside the Buckeye State, and as Ohio Public Radio's Karen Kassler reports, it's already setting records.
With 4 months still to go, the match between Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown and Republican State Treasurer Josh Mandel is already the most expensive U.S. Senate campaign ever in Ohio, at $25 million. Brown brought in $3 million between April 1st and the end of June to a total of $15.4 million. Mandel has raised $9.9 million, a little over $2.5 million of that from April through June. At an appearance before supporters last month, Mandel said he would be outspent by Brown's team.
There's no way in the world we're going to have as much money as they are.
But Ohio Democratic Party Chairman Chris Redfern says Mandel's supporters in the super PACs will spend what he calls a torrent of outside money.
Widening the gap between Josh Mandel's special interest friends and groups supporting Sherrod Brown to an incredible 4-to-1 margin.
The outside spending against Brown, helping Mandel, is estimated at $10.5 million already, with $2.5 million spent against Mandel in favor of Brown. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.